Hey, and welcome to the Sluggard Beer Podcast. We're here trying some very special beer today. It's not like it's the first time we've ever tried it. This is stuff we know we like.
Oh, yeah. I've been drinking it for years. Love it. Probably one of my favorite. Definitely for fall.
I'd say it is my favorite beer.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're a Virginia native, you know this beer. And you know it well. We're going to start off today with the Hardywood Gingerbread Stout.
Oh, yes, and it's not the recent edition. It's, what, 2017?
This is the 2017 variation. It's been aged a while. I bought a keg of it. That also shows that I kind of enjoy this beer. So we can't really go into describing a label, but it has a gingerbread man on it.
It does.
If any doubt. But they're very proud of this beer at their brewery.
Oh, yeah, it's one of their main beers. Yeah. They got several different variations as well. But this is probably maybe one of my favorites.
And this is the one that put them on the map. This is why people know the word Hardywood. This is why they were able to open a brewery in Goochland, as well as Richmond, where they started, and in Charlottesville.
Well, I'm glad you're doing all the talking while I sit here and sip on this gingerbread.
I can tell we haven't even done the smell yet.
Well,
but here's how they describe it. They say, brewed with baby ginger from Castlemont Farm and wildflower honey from Bearer Farms, Hardywood Gingerbread Stout captures the terroir, I should have practiced, of Central Virginia in a rich, creamy libation with a velvety mouthfeel and an intriguing evolution of flavors from milk chocolate and vanilla to honeycomb and cinnamon to a snap of ginger in the finish. It's more than a snap.
And for those of you still listening after that word cluster, I would describe it as Christmas in a bottle.
I get on board with that too. And I mean, it really is. I mean, there is, if you just smell it, like, you get the ginger and the honey in the aroma. And honey's a pretty subtle smell.
It is.
You don't normally pick it up this well, but it's there. And I mean, I'm just really impressed with how well they put this beer together. And I think some years, there were a few years in between, because we've been drinking this for years, that I thought it actually kind of got a little less in quality. But now it's come back up.
Which surprises me, considering they're probably pushing out more than ever before. I mean,
they've got to be making mass quantities.
They have three breweries now.
Yeah.
And three in Virginia.
Yeah. And so, I mean, but they are putting it out. And this is a hefty little beer. It's 9.2%. So, I mean, it's no joke. But
I will say this. I do like the fact that this year, of course, we're not drinking this year's, but they went to the 375 milliliter bottles.
I agree.
The price point on that was, I believe, $5.99.
Yeah.
So I stocked up on that. I'm going to let them age.
Yeah. Well, and it makes sense because, again, I have a keg of it. And so I'll do one a night, maybe one and a half, which is about what you're going to get with your bottle.
Right.
And it's the perfect amount.
Mm-hmm.
When they used to sell it in big bomber bottles or wine bottles, 750 milliliter bottles, it was almost too much unless you were sharing. And, you know, we used to buy four or five of those. You ended up shitty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still got some of those big bottles aged from 2016, maybe 2015 down in the basement right now. But it's much better to sell them in 375 milliliter bottles.
I agree.
Because I don't want to share all these with
you. Yeah, they did their other variation Christmas morning in 75 milliliter bottles this year.
Well, I saw that. I saw that. But I just saw it online.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in person, which irritated me.
They had
it
saw in Blacksburg. Last year.
They had it in Blacksburg?
Uh-huh. When I bought the next beer in Blacksburg, they had this one.
But, you know, I had the Christmas morning last year, and this is better.
I agree.
Not and knocking.
I'm hoping morning. The Kentucky Christmas morning is better. For the price, it better be. But
that's true.
This, I mean, on Untappd, I give this a 5 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, definitely.
Every time.
Definitely. And, you know, because it's still affordable.
Yeah.
It's amazing. There are so many beers out there now that they're hyped up and they cost a shit ton of money and they ain't worth what you're paying for.
Well, and I'll be perfectly honest with you in this regard. I don't normally like sweet stouts. I don't like really dry stouts either. I know this is, I'm in that little in between era. I like good imperial stouts. And over the years, I've kind of gone away from milk stouts.
Right.
Yeah. I just like that good, hearty stout, that earthy tone stout. This is a milk stout.
Yes.
And it's damn good.
A lot of milk stouts, I believe, just don't have the depth that this one does.
Yeah. But all taste unfinished.
Because gingerbread stout, it's gingerbread. It tastes like gingerbread. You get the chocolate, you get the molasses. I mean, it's It's wonderful. It, like he said, a little bit of ginger.
Yeah. Just a good amount. But yeah, you know, over the years, after we've been drinking more and more, and sometimes way too much beer, have you found that you've started to go away from these flavored novelty beer?
Oh, yeah.
Kinda? Not this one.
No, no. This is one I get excited for every year, every fall, and I get really, really sad when I don't see it in the store anymore.
Right. And then but like I used to be the same way with Southern Tears Creme Brulee Stout.
I can't do that one.
And well, and I used to get one every year. And I got one this year and just didn't do it for me. And last year I remember thinking this is not as appealing as it used to be. And so I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do it next year at all.
If I want to drink a pint of sugar, I would just pour sugar in a pint glass and drink it. That it's nasty to me. I mean, it's not a bad beer. I'm creme brulee style. It's not a bad beer, but
no.
I'm sorry. Sugar overpowers everything.
I agree. Now, you know what I'd pair this thing with?
What's that?
Fancy by Reba McEntire.
Fancy.
By Reba McEntire. Just a little bit of ginger thrown in.
And if you were to watch TV, Rudolph.
Okay.
The classic Rudolph.
I'll go with that, yeah. Put it with Rudolph and the Bumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly right.
You want to be a dentist?
Yeah.
Isn't that the concept?
Well,
of it?
I mean, it'd probably be handy to know after you drink all these sweet stouts.
That's true. I mean, this is a cavity giver right here.
Yeah.
It is.
I think you lost, what, 2 teeth after the creme brulee last year?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm working on a set of dentures, but I'll get there. But
yeah, I mean, that's an afterthought. You got to buy the beer.
But yeah, I mean, we don't even need to go into the would you buy it again. We're gonna buy it again. I mean, I get
it. I bought it since we started this podcast. Actually,
yeah, I'm not gonna buy a keg next year because my wife probably won't let me.
I really wish you would because I got several growlers out of this.
I know. I want to, but I'm definitely getting bottles. There's no doubt about it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's 10 out of 10 would do again.
Exactly. Definitely.
Hey, you want to try a new beer?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, let's stick with Hardywood. Let's go Kentucky Christmas Morning.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a pretty hard-to-find beer because we talked about how we drank gingerbread stout for years. We never had this beer.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah, I just lucked upon it. And so this is their gingerbread stout aged in Kentucky bourbon barrels with locally roasted coffee beans.
You know, I actually thought that's what this was going to be, considering the gingerbread man was sitting in a bourbon barrel, and there was spilled coffee beans around the bourbon barrel.
Yeah, it's a really cool little label.
It is.
It reminds me of something you'd see in Shrek.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. Not a donkey, though. I wish there was a donkey on the label.
No. I can't. Well, I can't imagine that would taste very good.
Donkey.
Donkey.
But they describe it as a Hardywood Kentucky Christmas Morning is liquid proof that good things come to those who wait. Our original gingerbread stout takes an initial transformation through months of aging in Kentucky bourbon barrels, reaching new levels of maturity and with notes of vanilla, coconut, and toasted oak. Before bottling, the barrel-aged stout is cold-filtered through heaps of freshly cracked, locally roasted coffee beans. There should have been a comma there. Showcasing the nostalgic joys of Christmas morning. Treat yourself. It's been a long year. What do you get on the nose?
Well, I've been smelling this the entire time you were reading that. I do get the coffee beans. I do get the bourbon. I do get vanilla. And actually, when you brought up coconut, I got to smelling it. Yeah, coconut flakes, definitely.
See, I can only get coffee. That's all I smell.
No, I'm getting a little, just a burnt coconut, I tell you, not just coconut.
I mean, I could kind of see that, but I'm really only feeling coffee here.
It smells bitter. It smells like it's got a bitterness to it. It smells a little bit sweet.
It does smell sweet.
It does.
I'll give you that.
But the coffee's
coffee with a lot of sugar is what I'm getting.
Yeah. I can see a little bit of sugar. I don't know.
I don't know. I hope it's as good as the original.
I hope it's better for the price.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I do like that.
That is really good. I don't know if I would give it quite as high a rating as I would the original.
I don't even know how to compare this because they're both very good beers.
They are.
Both of them are better than Christmas Morning.
Yes.
I think so. Regular
Christmas morning without the bourbon barrel is a weak beer.
Yes.
Here's how I would describe it. Okay. Gingerbread Stout is First Blood, the original Rambo film.
Yes.
It is the perfect action film. It's what created the 90-minute action film era. All right? This is Rambo First Blood Part 2. It is damn good, but it is much more complicated to follow along with. And there might be some shit in there you don't need, but you're glad it's there. Christmas morning is Rambo Part 3. Nobody needs that shit. That's the way I say it.
Yeah. Rambo don't need to be in Afghanistan.
No.
Why the hell would he be in Afghanistan? He's a jungle fighter.
Well, you see,
he's a Vietnam veteran.
You know, they're making a new one.
I did see that. Oh, my goodness. I hope it's like the last one. Because, well, that was just Rambo, wasn't it?
Yeah, 4. Yeah.
Rambo
4. It wasn't called Rambo 4. It was just called Rambo.
He killed the fuck out of people with a bow.
He did. He killed the fuck out of people with a lot of shit.
Yeah, was he got that 50 caliber? He was just going to town shooting the people down below. I mean, a little violent.
Oh, yeah, about the beer. The taste of this is, I mean, like I said, there's a lot going on. And not all of it's great. Not all of it's bad. None of it's bad, actually. I'll say that. Like, I mean, I think every flavor complements itself.
I think it's sweeter than the regular
gingerbread
stout. But what would make it sweeter? I'm a little curious on that. The bourbon barrels wouldn't make it sweeter.
You wouldn't think so. Unless, I mean, bourbon has a little bit of sweetness, but only on the front end. I wonder if maybe they amped up the lactose sugar counter all this other stuff.
Then that's burnt sugar. It's not coconut, I would think. That's probably the taste confusion.
Yeah, well, and I think the coconut aroma you're getting is probably from the barrel itself. Yeah,
probably so.
But it's a damn good beer. And I agree, though. The bourbon barrel, without it, this would be the gingerbread stout covered up by coffee.
But now the real question is like, what did you pay for it?
I paid roughly $21 for it.
So $21 for this beer. In a big wine bottle.
Yeah. I mean, it's a 750 milliliter bottle.
That you couldn't drink by yourself.
And it's 11.2, I believe.
So gingerbread stout, Christmas morning, which variation of gingerbread stout, is 375 milliliters.
Yeah.
They come in a 375 milliliter bottle. And now we got this one. It does not come that way. That is price point at $27. It's a very good beer, and I would buy this way over CBS with Founders.
Oh, yeah. That
was $20-some.
We should do an episode with CBS sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Just to let people know how we feel about it.
Yes, yes. You know, if you're going to charge this much for a beer, you need to package it in smaller bottles so everyone can try it.
Right. And as far as us sharing it.
Perfect.
This is a great beer.
Yeah.
And I would buy it again for that purpose.
Correct.
But I'm not going to sit at home and drink this by myself.
Yes, like for the gingerbread stout, I bought 4 or 5 bottles. I'm aging them and things like that. Not with this, you can't do it. I can't afford it.
No.
So
and I mean that's what I agree with you. I mean, I understand good beer needs to cost a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive to make. I mean, believe me, I've made it and it ain't cheap.
Right, but not this quality.
Thanks. You're an asshole. I will agree. I didn't make anything this quality. Hardywood is a step above pretty much everybody else in Virginia. I would go as far as
it is the top brewery in Virginia, or one of the top breweries in Virginia.
I mean, there are some others that rival it on certain beer, but as far as day in, day out, this brewery.
Because Hardywood, I mean, they got some beers that are pretty mediocre. But, you know, their special releases, you can't beat them.
So, question is, would you buy it again?
I'd buy it again. Just one, but yeah. I'd buy it again.
I think I will buy it. If I ever catch it again, I'm going to buy it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. That's it for the Slugger Brew Podcast. If you want to hit us up, you can hit us up at jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or sluggardpodcast@gmail.com. Cheers.